Our social media is at Ben and Kelly Show. You can always shoot us a DM and we'll turn around and toss it out to our listeners and see maybe we can help you out.
We got this message from Mel.
Mm-hmm.
She said, I started dating this guy. Something's concerning me. He loves restaurants and likes going to places like Hooters, the Fox Den, and Old Tilted Kilt. He also likes sports clips. And I've seen the commercials where the pretty girls treat men like kings there, giving him a haircut with a neck massage.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he told me his parents were divorced that when he was young, and he lived with his dad, who even at age 38 acts like a playboy with a sports car and dating younger women.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just kind of worried that he might not respect women since his dad doesn't, and that might be all he knows to objectify women.
Mm.
Are these red flags that mean I should run away? Or just be cautious and tell him if he's with me, then he needs to stop going to these places.
Hmm. I've never heard the term restaurants before.
I haven't either, but all right.
I kind of enjoy that phrase. That's kind of interesting. I don't know. I wouldn't say that your parents define who you are.
No.
So,
but I do understand the whole idea that if that's the model that he's used
been
to,
raised,
that he grew up, that he might echo and mimic the same kind of behavior.
Okay, and so
share the same philosophy.
Right. And so she's saying that since he already enjoys going to those types of places, that these could be early warning signs that he is kind of going down the same path that his dad did or is.
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah, because originally I was thinking, all right, well, you know, let him just show you who he is. Don't be so quick to judge because.
No, but I understand too that, you know, that's kind of already, I think, indicating a little bit of triggering some insecurity in her.
Mm.
And so if she's feeling like that she's got to meet this sort of standard that he finds attractive.
Mm.
Or just feels like it's kind of a lack of respect.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Well, then she needs to say to him, Mel, you need to say to him, I think your last sentence in your DM to us was just like, hey, I would prefer if we not go to those places, you know, or I don't like those places, you know, whatever. And just
like guy night, then you can go. But, you know, that's when you're with me. I prefer to kind of feel like that I'm the only one that has your eye.
Yeah. I like a place that treats me like family, like the Olive Garden.
Right. Now, do we just start listing out other alternative restaurants that you go to?
There are plenty. Listen, Louisville's a foodie town, so there are plenty of places that you can go other than those places if that's not where you want to go. And let him, you know, go there when...
Without you.
Yeah, without you. I don't know. But yeah, and... I think, Kelly, you did hint at the fact that there could be, that this could be like bubbling up under the surface. So I wouldn't say necessarily just cut and run now, but yes, maybe this is a caution flag where you let them know your feelings about it and then you just kind of keep an eye on it. And if it gets worse or whatever, or you see other signs that, you know, he's being, you know, I don't know, misogynistic or chauvinistic or whatever, and then you can... You can decide then.
Exactly. I don't think we cut, but I think we are honest with him about how, you know, you don't enjoy those places the same way he does.
Mm-hmm.
And see how, if he's open and receptive and can see your point of view from that, then I think that's a positive thing.
I had a boss.
He's open to hearing your perspective.
I had a boss one time in radio who said, well, we could go have this meeting and... eat some wings, or we could go have this meeting, eat some wings, drink a beer, and watch boobs.
Okay. All right.
And so I was like, well, you're the boss. I'll just go wherever.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
So I guess, you know, some people are just like that, I guess. So, Natalie rolls in a good suggestion, just says, hey, if he says he's just going for the food, tell him to, there are plenty of other alternatives, like, you know, Buffalo Wild Wings or other types
of
places like that. So, yeah, good suggestions. And I think, yeah, we're saying throw up the caution flag, tell them how you feel, but maybe don't cash in your chips just yet.
Exactly.
All right. Keep us posted. Thank you, Mel. Hopefully it works out for you.